had on you at you after the film review?
Oh, the missed opportunity is probably the biggest thing, more so than anything else. Some of the penalties, probably. It's not necessarily just the penalty, but what it created, what it took away. And that was the hard part. We had some really good things that went on, some really good plays. And you kind of look at them and say, man, you know, they're almost silly to have those kinds of penalties committed. And you know, and obviously there are some that weren't called. But, you know, that's the nature of the game. And, you know, that's ball. If you don't do your job, you don't do things the way you're supposed to, you're going to get beat. At the end of the day, you know, that's what happened. Though, I thought we started well. We put 10 points on the board the first two times we had it. We got the ball back right away on defense and put the offense in a couple of good positions. But then their punter came out and flipped the field on us, and we had a big penalty. You know, and then a little bit later in the second quarter, we get in a great situation. You know, Fozzie makes a great play, and we get a penalty. So
surprising, because you guys had such a veteran group back that those kind of things happen.
Yeah, but it is going to happen. Doesn't matter whether you're a first-year player or a 10-year player, you're going to make a mistake. And unfortunately, we got caught twice in bad situations, the wrong kind of situation.
Did you, as you watched the film, was there any clarity on just how they were able to take Kelvin away?
No. The bad part is, you know, we had a couple opportunities with Kelvin to make some plays with him. We didn't do it. The quarterback read out of it and went to his next option a couple times. One thing they did do with Kelvin was they did get up onto the line of scrimmage early as he was getting his release. He didn't have a lot of clean releases, and you could see that the safety was favoring to that side. So that's part of probably why, you know, Cam made the reads he did and decisions he made. He made some very good decisions, though. He had some guys that were open. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to get the ball to him. You know, because, again, they did do a nice job later in the second half getting pressure on him. And, again, it's one of those things that if you put yourself in a position where you're trying to make plays and they know you have to, it changes their approach. And, again, kudos to what they did.
Were there times yesterday where Cam didn't take the layups like he did perhaps last year?
There may have been. Well, there were. You know, there were probably a couple of times when he could have dumped the ball. But again, if he had that extra beat to step into the throw where he had guys coming open, they could have been big plays. And sometimes, you know, we get in a position where we want to make something happen, we may press a little bit, and he probably did press a little bit. I mean, again, this is a guy that's competitive, that wants to win, and sometimes you lose your patience and you try to force something. And so there were probably a couple issues, Billy, that he tried to make something happen when he could have taken the layup.
Was there anything, Ron, when you see your top target go from the 12 or 9 targets to just one, and is there anything you all could have done on the fly, or, you know?
And again, we tried to, but a lot of it has to do with protection. You know, Kelvin's not a three-step guy where he's catching a lot of the slants unless it's down in the red zone, which we know. You know, he starts getting those types of situations. That's where his, you know, where his availability increases in terms of the quick throws. But he's more of a down-the-field guy. He's more of a five-step off of the five-step drops. You're going to get specific types of routes with Kelvin. And, you know, unfortunately, if you're not able to protect and you're taken out of the ability to run the ball consistently where they got to play you honestly, it changes, you know, the whole dynamics, as we talked about. They were in position where they got to do the things they wanted to do defensively.
Well, there were a couple plays he didn't get a lot of separation. Is he healthy?
Oh, yeah, he's healthy. He's fine. Again, you got to give credit to some of the things that they did. I mean, it's easy to be aggressive as a defender when you know you've got help over the top. So you can take chances, you can guess, or you can be aggressive in terms of the jam, knowing that if I miss, I got somebody that's over the top to help me out.
How much did the Minnesota secondary contribute to the pressure into the sacks?
Well, I think, you know, some of the things that he does in terms of Coach Zim and in terms of their scheming, moving those guys around, putting those guys at the line of scrimmage, they do change some things. At times it forces you to change your protection scheme. You've got to adjust those things. And if you're right, you pick it up perfectly. And if you're not, you know, then there's somebody that's going to be able to get pressure. So, again, you got to, as I said, you got to give them credit for some of the things that they did. And, again, it goes back to that point that, you know, if you've got the lead, if you're running the ball effectively because you have the lead, they can't do those things. We missed opportunities early in the game to take a lead that we could have dictated. And, unfortunately, we didn't do that.
Could you
would like to see Cap get more carries in the second half. This game wasn't out of hand.
No, but I also think at times when you do some of the things that we're trying to do and got the ball in Fozzie's hands, there were some good things that did happen. So, again, I think part of it comes out to the personnel groupings that are out there on the field as opposed to, you know, really saying, oh, we don't want him to touch it. We want him to touch it.
How much do you think that ankle injury, did that do anything with Cam,
no.
either psychologically or otherwise?
No. I think, again, you got to give credit to some of the things that they did. They did some good things, and, you know, we didn't make plays when we had opportunities.
You're talking a lot about their pass rush. Where do you think the status of y'all's pass rush is defensively?
I think it was pretty good. If you look at what happened in the game, you know, we did some nice things with the exception of one drive. And we give up 14 points, only one touchdown as far as our defense was concerned. And, I look at what happened. I mean, when you look at those stats and I tell you, you know, we had over 300 yards of offense and they had a little under 220, you'd probably like to say, wow, you guys, that was a good game. You guys won. But it didn't happen that way. So we did some things that gave ourselves a chance to win on the defensive side. And, you know, with the exception of the first opening drive in the third quarter, I thought there was some pretty good defense being played.
One thing you didn't do is get any takeaways. Often, as you know, that's a product of pass rush. Would you like to see? I'm sure you'd like to see. How can you get more of that?
Well, we just got to keep working. I mean, part of it, again, you got to give credit to what they did on the offensive side. That ball came out on time. That ball came out on three-step. You know, there were some, you know, the hard part, again, it goes back to the fact that, you know, we shut the run down. And so they went to a three-step drop to get the ball out quick and try and get us off balance. But, again, if we're not – we don't put the points on the board that you like and don't give up the punt return for, you know, and you have a lead, it changes their approach. When you get a lead, you can protect the lead. You can play defense a little more aggressively. And those are some things that got to us.
What did you see when you went back and looked at the play with Fozzie's touchdown that was called back?
You know, it's one of those things where Kelvin has his hands on the guy on the inside portion. The guy turns and, you know, to run by Kelvin, and he pushes him. I mean, he starts here, and then he works his way and just pushes. And it's one of those things you'd like to say, you know, hey, at that point, you know, you can just let him go and let Fozzie do his thing. It's hard because he was engaged. And you know, again, I talked to the league about it just to make sure I was clear on it, why it was called. And at the end of the day, you may have started on the side, but once your hands get to the back, just don't push. And unfortunately, that's what happened.
How did you make out injury-wise?
The only one I know right now is Vernon. I mean, you guys know I won't go over and talk to him yet. But I did have an opportunity to see him last night about Vernon. He was going to get an MRI just to confirm what they think. And we'll see how it is once we get the report back.
The teams are going to keep bringing that quick blitz on you guys a lot. Are you going to have to adjust offensively with quick
hits? I know this. If we hit the plays that we want to hit on those things, it'll start to negate people wanting to pressure us certain ways. And, again, it's just a matter of about making plays.
Diggs came in with some pretty big numbers. How do you think Bradbury did against
him? I thought our guys did a nice job. I mean, if there's anything, we gave up a couple throws in front of us, but I thought they challenged pretty good. You know, we had an opportunity to make an interception off of a nice break by James. I thought Darrell made a nice play finishing on the ball. I thought our safeties were active. And, you know, I thought our underneath coverage was what it needed to be. Again, they only had 200 and some odd yards, you know, 10 or 12 yards, whatever it was. And, you know, we had opportunities. We just, as I said, we didn't put points on the board when we had opportunity to. And, you know, we had a couple chances to get out of that first drive in the third quarter on the defense side. We just didn't do it.
Does the makeup of your secondary at all kind of limit how much scheme, how much pressure Sean could bring?
No. Sean's calling the games the way he wants to call them. I think, again, when you have Kurt back there, you know, helping to direct traffic, I think you're okay. And I know, you know, Sean's doing what he wants to do. I think our guys are working and learning, and I think that's part of the process. That they're just got to learn on the run. I mean, it is a young group of guys for the most part, but, you know, we feel pretty good about who they're going to grow into for us. And the thing we just got to do is, you know, when we get chances to win football games, we got to win them.
I had a play tonight, but any early impressions on them?
You know, I think some of the things that they're doing on the offensive side are a little bit different. I really haven't watched a lot of it. yet. I just got done with our stuff, but just from the impressions, I think they still have the explosive players. You know, they run the ball well. They have good balance running the ball. They obviously do have playmakers. I think you know, Julio Jones is as good a receiver as they're in the league right now.
What about defensively on the Falcons side? They've been susceptible to the pass.
Well, I think the thing again that you look at the games they've been in, they haven't been complete blowouts until later on, and they were in a tough position against Tampa Bay early on. Tampa took an early lead, kept that lead, and extended it. And again, it goes back to the fact that when you're not scoring points and controlling the clock, your defense is out there a lot. And again, on the defense side, when you're not making plays, you're getting attacked. So I think it's one of those things where you just got to watch and see. And, you know, we've only seen two games so far. We'll see the third one tonight.
How late are you going to stay up tonight?
Probably I'll get into the third quarter and fall asleep again. But then I'll get to watch it the next day.
Debate.
Huh?
Better to debate.
Oh, that's right. Debate. I'll probably be all over the debate because I know I can go back and watch the game.
What were the issues as you saw with them having so much success to throw into the tight end?
Well, again, it goes back to the quick hitting. You know, in a game when you have the lead, you can run the ball, and you mix it well. You run the ball. Get the linebackers to take a step up. Now all of a sudden he comes up and linebackers are up a little bit tighter. Tight end gets his release. And again, now he just options. He options off of the inside backer or the outside backer, or he runs away from the safety that's down. You know, but again, you put him in a position where they got to play catch up. Now it's a little bit different. So again, it goes back to, you know, just being able to keep that lead and put people in a position where they've got to do things they don't want to.
Yeah, you've talked about that a lot, obviously, and how important that was to lose that lead. Did you sense any complacency? I know you've been on the lookout for that.
No, what I sensed was missed opportunities. You know, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is we have a group of young guys that are trying to develop and come into their own. We've got to help them along. And I think as we continue to grow and develop as a football team, we'll get better. And, you know, this is our third game. And we've played two teams that were in the playoffs last year. And, you know, we had our ups and downs. We had our moments against them. But what we've got to be able to do is we've got to eliminate the lows and just make sure we play consistent.
Things about missed opportunities we haven't talked about is that drive you started at their 38.
Mm-hmm.
And how much was just killer?
Well, the penalties. I mean, again, you can't put yourself in second, first and long. You know, you can't have a penalty, and next thing you know, you're first and 20. And that's the tough thing about it. I mean, you go back and look at it, and you can say, hey, you know, it's the discipline portion of hey, if I do my job, if I do things the way I'm supposed to, you know, that won't happen.
You don't ever want to overemphasize a certain stretch of games, but you've got three in a row here against the division. How important will it be to get off to a good start?
Well, I know we play Atlanta. That's our first division game, so I'm looking forward to it. I think our guys have an opportunity to put themselves in position. It's an important game.